You must be an anti-Semite, January the 15th, 2024. If you think free speech is a really good thing, if you fear the future that censorship may bring, if you think Mark Zuckerberg is a pawn of the CIA, if you don't believe whatever the Western leaders say, if you march and chant from the river to the sea, if you say you'll keep fighting until Palestine is free, there's just one explanation right there in black and white. You must be an anti-Semite. You must be an anti-Semite. These lyrics to a song by the brilliant David Rovics from his new album, Notes from a Holocaust, really put their finger on the way that a certain term has been instrumentalised to the point of utter absurdity in the interests of silencing dissent. Over the last few months, we've all got used to hearing that it is anti-Semitic to call for a ceasefire in Gaza, that being anti-Zionist is the same thing as being anti-Semitic, that false equivalence between murders of Jews and by Jews risks anti-Semitic effect. David Rovics is Jewish, and while that doesn't stop him from being accused of being anti-Semitic, it does at least help him to see through the fraudulent nature of the insult. As we have previously reported in the Acorn, the smear has for many years been wielded as a weapon to stifle criticism not just of Israel, but of the global criminocracy in general. And it's about time that we all took a leaf out of the Rovics songbook and, while remaining alert to the toxic threat of actual anti-Semitism and other prejudiced attitudes, called out this blatant gaslighting. Is it really anti-Semitic to write a booklet exploring the power and activities of the Rothschilds while carefully stressing that this is being done despite rather than because of their Jewish identity? Is it really anti-Semitic to write about the enormous influence wielded by globalist financier George Soros, given that he is Jewish? Is it really anti-Semitic to criticise the financial excesses of Goldman Sachs in the light of the fact that it is, quote, a Jewish firm founded by Jews, end quote? Is it really anti-Semitic to continue to investigate the transgender industry, even when several prominent funders turn out to be Jewish? Is it really anti-Semitic to write and stage, quote, a morality tale about modern capitalism, a story of greed and financial trickery that left countless ordinary people impoverished or homeless, end quote, if the central characters, the Lehman brothers, are Jewish? Is it really anti-Semitic to paint a mural declaring that the world new order is the enemy of humanity, in which some of the depicted criminocrats are Jewish? And is it really anti-Semitic to defend that mural from attack? Is it anti-Semitic to suggest that if the definition of what is anti-Semitic is expanded way beyond most people's understanding of the term, it is hardly surprising that a rise in anti-Semitism can subsequently be identified and further instrumentalised? Is it anti-Semitic to point out that the victims of this instrumentalisation will not only be the non-Jews whose honest opinions will be criminalised and silenced, but the Jews who will be frightened into clinging to the gaslighters for protection against a majority outside world that they've been tricked into imagining is opposed to them as individuals and communities, rather than to the global mafia that oppresses and manipulates Jews and non-Jews alike?